Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, Z is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Remember that fact, ladies. Remember that Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and for this reason. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And listen, you get the top U.S. government grades of beef. It's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you get better value in top-grade beef. Let's take a Kroger cut chuck roast as an example. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. You're bound to get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. No matter which you prefer, steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. But make that discovery for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store and get Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, heart. In Harmony. If Penny Gibbs is ever going to see the truth about Peg Martin and realize that she is not the kind and loving person she pretends to be, she should see it now. For Peg's treatment of her little daughter, Julie, has not been that of a loving mother. But Peg is too clever for Penny, and the next morning says,
Penny, I want to explain about last night and leaving Julie alone.
You don't have to explain anything to me, Peg.
But I want to. I know what you must be thinking.
Well, I was rather surprised to come home and find Julie alone.
But it couldn't be helped, Penny. I hated to leave her here, even though I knew you'd be home in a little while.
Did I say I'd be home in a little while?
Why, of course. You know I wouldn't have left Julie here knowing Nora was out and Mr. Billings was
Look, Peg, you not only left Julie here, but there was Valerie, too.
Well, Julie would have taken care of Valerie if she'd cried. She knows how to give her a bottle. I had everything ready and... Oh, you hate me, don't you? Think I'm selfish and careless?
No, Peg, I don't think anything of the kind. I didn't bring the matter up. You did.
Because I want to explain. I'm beginning to think even an explanation won't help now.
I'm sure you had a reason for what you did.
I did, Penny. Maybe you'll understand. George wanted to take me out to dinner, just the two of us, and I couldn't resist the invitation, Penny. It was just one of those times I wanted to forget who I was and what I was. Pretend it was years ago and everything was...
Oh, Peg, don't cry, darling. You didn't do anything so terrible.
I'm not crying because of what I did, Penny. It's just that I couldn't bear the thought of having you hate me.
I didn't hate you, darling. I just didn't understand. It did seem cruel of you to leave Julie here alone, but now that I know why, I don't think I blame you. After all, Julie isn't helpless, and Jed was here.
Do you understand, Penny? Do you realize why I couldn't help doing what I did?
Of course I do. I suppose the day will come when I'll be tempted to do the same thing.
Oh, I hope not, darling. I don't ever want you to be in the awful spot I'm in. You have to grab at every opportunity to have a little fun. I never thought going to dinner with a man would be so important to me. I never thought I'd be so starved for a few laughs that I'd ignore my own daughter.
Oh, darling, you didn't ignore her.
I just broke her heart, that's all. What makes it even worse, this morning she forgave me and asked me if I'd had a good time. Oh, could have done it. Oh, Penny, I feel so miserable.
Oh, Peg, please, don't. Let's not talk about it anymore.
You don't think any of the less of me?
No, darling.
Mean it?
I wouldn't lie to you. Come on now, don't be a baby. Julie isn't crying about last night anymore, and there's no reason why you should.
I won't. Not anymore.
Peg, next time George wants to take you out and you want to go, tell me, will you? I'll stay with Julie or take her with me if I have to go someplace.
There won't be any next time, Penny. Even though last night was a lot of fun, it wasn't worth the heartache afterwards. I guess no stolen pleasure is worth it.
Nothing stolen is of any value to the person who steals it. But you didn't steal your fun last night. You deserved it. And I hope George will take you out again. But when he does, let me know.
Well, if it's all right with you, George is coming over tonight, but we're staying in. I promised Julie.
You don't have to. Nora'll be here.
I know, but I promised Julie I'd make it up to her for last night, and George and I would play games with her till bedtime. You going to be in?
No, I'm going to Barry's tonight. We got the first draft on the plans for the house.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah.
Barry tells me he bought a mountain about 30 miles out of town. Going to build there?
Mm-hmm. Right on top. On top of the world, you might say.
On top of the world, I do say. Oh, darling, you are on top of the world, aren't you?
Yeah. And the view is wonderful.
I bet it is. The view from here isn't bad, now that I know you understand about last night. Have a good time, darling. I'll be thinking about you. I'll be thinking about you a lot.
Peg. Peg, the phone's ringing.
Will you answer it, George? I'm just getting Julie off to bed.
All right, I'll answer it. Hello? 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 That's funny.
Who is it, George?
Why, I don't know, Peg. It was somebody, but I couldn't get a voice. Only a click when somebody at the other end of the line hung up on me.
Well, that's funny. I'm getting a lot of those phone calls lately.
Nobody's checking up around here, are they?
Shh. And everyone in the house to hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Say, why can't we go somewhere where we can be alone?
Oh, not after last night. I had to lie and turn on my best tears this morning to get out of leaving Julie the way I did.
But I told you we should have taken her along.
And have her tell Penny everything we talked about? Don't be a fool.
Well, we could have told her to keep her mouth shut. Is she safely in bed now?
Yes, thank heaven. Whew. I thought you'd never get tired of playing. I've never been so bored in my life.
Ah, she's a cute kid.
Cute? She's a nuisance. I don't know why I was ever cursed with such a child.
Too bad. There are hundreds of women who'd love to have a child like Julie. And you don't want her.
She's in the way.
Well, not if you're clever.
Oh, I've used her to good advantage when necessary, but she isn't necessary anymore. From now on, it's entirely up to me.
Oh, look, I'm not complaining, Peg, but it's a crime that the charms of a beautiful woman are allowed to be used by someone as dangerous as you.
You mean you couldn't resist me either?
Well, I wouldn't try.
Well, Barry?
Well, not if he's half the man I think he is. And he looks all man to me. Well, you know, you're a dangerous weapon. Just standing there, Peg. Well, look at yourself in the mirror. Aren't you something to look at?
Must I just be looked at?
Well, looking at you is enough. You're really pleased with what you see in that looking glass, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't take too much credit for it, sweetheart. You were made that way.
A lot of people are made this way. Look at Penny.
I think I haven't.
Oh, Penny. What's so funny?
Well, nothing, nothing funny at all. It's tragic. It's a plain, unadulterated catastrophe. Poor Barry Carlton. Why, the poor guy didn't know what happened.
Coffee sweet enough for you, Penny? You want more sugar?
No, I have enough, thanks, Barry.
Well, someday.
I don't know just how much sugar and cream you take in your coffee and everything else about you, won't I?
Mm. Now I know all the things about you, too. How you like your toast and how you like your shirts done.
And how many times a day I like to kiss you.
Must it be a certain number?
Well, no more than 1 minute. After all, we'd better reserve some time for breathing.
Well, and saying I love you.
Oh, we'll never stop saying that to each other, will
no,
we?
No, darling, we never will. Oh, Barry, I do love the plans for the house.
Are you sure, darling? Because
mm-hmm.
I'll have them done over a million times until you're
no,
satisfied.
That costs so much money.
Darling, money doesn't matter. We're two of those lucky people who'll never have to worry about money, so let's not worry about it. It's no good if it can't be spent. And I want to see it spent for the most wonderful cause in the world. You and happiness.
Oh, darling. I'm so happy. Oh, coffee's hot.
Maybe you'd like to pour it in your saucer and blow on it the way my grandfather used to do.
He didn't.
Yes, he sure did, and he insisted on keeping his spoon in his cup, too.
Mm-hmm. And he ate his peas on a knife?
No, he didn't do that. He ate them with his fingers.
Oh, stop it, you're joking.
No, I'm not. My grandfather was old Speedy Carlton. He never had enough time to bother about manners. He was either running from Indians or after his next $100,000. Between the two of them, he never had time to become a gentleman.
Shame on you. You shouldn't talk about your family that way.
I like to tell the truth about it. The truth is the only good thing about my family. Well, the only thing about it that's good for laughs. You're marrying into a family of wealthy barbarians, you know.
Mm-hmm. So you're barbaric, are you?
Oh, I'm the generation that's gone soft and civilized. My grandfather would throw me out of the family if he were alive today.
I hope he'd thrown you in my direction.
I guess I've been headed in your direction all my life, darling. Even all that trouble I got into led me to you. In fact, it was because of that trouble that I met you. That wasn't luck. That was supposed to be.
Didn't seem so at the time, though, did it?
Nothing good ever seems good at the time, Penny. Except things like this.
This is good.
But just a sample of what things are going to be like in the months and years to come.
Do you realize, Mr. Carlton, that we're going to be married in less than 2 months?
Realize it? I know the hours and minutes and seconds, right down to the recent tick of the clock. Do you want me to tell you how?
No, thanks, darling. I can't understand figures that run into the millions. Besides, the days are numbered up for me.
They number too many for me.
They'll go fast.
After that, let's hope they go slow. Let's hope they add extra hours to the days and nights and extra days to the weeks and weeks to months and then make each year 24 months long, so that if we have 50 years of happiness together, there'll be 100.
Oh, I like that, darling, because that's how much I do love you. Yep, I love you twice as much as time will allow me to love you, and four times as much as I've ever loved anybody else, and eight times as much as I thought it would.
George, do you happen to have your foot light there?
Sorry, Peg, I was just thinking.
I know, I could hear it. What were you thinking?
About whether or not I ought to let you do this thing.
Well, it's not up to you to decide.
Well, it's up to me to protect my own interests.
I have an interest in this thanks to my generosity. I could do this without you. You know that.
But you aren't going to forget good old George and his past favors, are you?
I would if I thought he'd let me.
I know why I like you, sweetheart. You're so frank.
Stop tapping your foot.
Sorry. But I was thinking, Peg.
I know you were.
Yeah, but you don't know what I was thinking. What if you aren't as attractive to this fellow Carlton as you think you are?
I know why I'm attractive to all men, darling. Do I have to tell you how easy it's going to be to make Barry realize how really desirable I am?
So Peg Martin is going to throw herself at Barry Carlton. Will this exceptionally attractive young woman be able to bring ruin to Penny's happiness and win Barry for herself? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. Right. Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Take a Kroger cut round steak or roast, for example. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. You get a minimum of bone, and you get top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. But visit your neighborhood Kroger store and see for yourself. And remember, whether you buy a steak or a roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Ladies, make plans right this instant to visit your neighborhood Kroger store, the only place you can buy Kroger cut beef. Surprise and delight your family with a delicious and juicy steak or roast. And remember, in Kroger cut beef, you get more meat for your money. Because the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get Kroger cut beef right away at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to join us again Monday, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter